Yes, okay, this is now the third part of the Ramchal on Rosh Hashanah from the Sefer, from Nehemiah Friedlander. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah. So finally, because we talked about beautiful idea that that Rosh Hashanah is the day, celebrates the day of the creation of Adam, and a lot happened on that sixth day of creation. We call it Hayom Haras Olam, and that this is the beginning of Tchilas Masecha of Hashem, that it's not the first day of creation, but rather the sixth day of creation. So now, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, and he spoke about the idea of Adam pre the sin and after the sin. So now, we start with Rosh Hashanah Sivav Chadosh B'Mareches Habriya. So this idea of like it's a new cycle. In the cycle of the creation. So now, Leor Yisodas Hadvarim. So now, based on what we've learned, Navin Heitev et Divrei Rabbeinu. So now we can understand these words of the Ramchal. Hine biyom zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dan et kol olam kulo, u'machadesh kol hametzius bebechinas hasivav hachadosh, dahenu hashana hachadosha. So on this day of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges the entire world, and He renews everything, like a new cycle, totally new cycle, a totally new year. Mahu asiva chadash. What does this mean? A new cycle. So acharei she'adam harishon chata ba'avadoso begilui hayichud hit chalka le'shis alfei shnim. So after the sin, what's basically happened now is that this whole work of the gilui hayichud, right? Because the whole idea is that now our job is to reveal the oneness, the unity of Hashem. So it now is broken into 6,000 years. Kol shana hu mahalech chadash b'mareches habriya. So each year is a new approach to this idea of the layout, or called how the play out of the creation is. Kol shana mitoch hashis alfei shnin hu sivuv chadash. So each year is completely new. A new sivav, a new cycle. Sheyesh latafki b'fnei asma b'tikun chet adam harishon. So now each year is its own unique fix on the sin of Adam Harishon. Laviat habriya l'tachlita hasofi gilui hayichud. Really, because again, we're trying to bring the creation to its endpoint, to its ultimate goal of the gilui of Hashem. Like it says, like he says in Adi B'Marom, v'kevan shechata. Hine hutzrach shekol shana tikabel tikuneha b'fnei atzma. So after the sin, each year has a special role in the fixing of the damage, so to speak, and that is zehu hasiva chadash, this new cycle. So nimsim came, ki kol shana yesh lo tafkid chadash b'mareches habriya. So each year has a unique role in this process of bringing the world to its ultimate goal, and so that each year has a very unique energy, let's say, to this whole process. So as we approach and we start the new year, So as we approach the new year, so it's like it comes Rosh Hashanah day one, we're starting out a whole new approach that it's going to be unique to this year, that that's going to be like the, you know, here's our work for the year, and this is going to be special for what we're trying to get accomplished in the big picture of getting us towards the ultimate goal of the revelation of Hashem's Yichud. So now, v'chein bi'ah Rabbeinu et inyan hasiva hachadash. So right. So now the Ramchal explains this idea of this new cycle. Kol sivav huzeh ki legalot hayichud hutzrach kol zeh hasivav.
So
So each cycle is coming again to reveal this which is necessary. And when it is completed, Misham v'hala hari hayichud kfar megula, ki kosh hashis alfeshnin heim heim hasivu holech v'sovev, ad shehigia el hanekuda shmimenu nasa dahainu hayichud. So like every year, as we go through this, we're somehow in this process of getting to the end point of the revelation of the Yichud of Hashem. But each thing, each time, is like we're going through another cycle of this to go and accomplish this goal. Like we explained, right? Right here we're supposed to do this and then he messed things up. But that's the point. The point of departure of the road that we're on is from that place of where Adam sinned. Right, so we're going to this end point to get to that place of where we, I guess, like the eternal, like we'll get there and then move forward. So the kach kasev v'besov kol asivav yehatikun hashalim al pi kol ma shenase im tov imra chas v'shalim al pi kol ma shenase shehu abizman sivav hagagal shalkein sivav kedei shegia el amenucha hazot v'hachrona. So right, so we're moving towards this point to get to like a resting place, so to speak, to get to like the end goal. So he's explaining like each time that we go through this process, that each year is going to be a unique part of this project, and to get to this end point. And so he says in the Dasa Tuvanus, so the next page of Lamed Zayin, Kasa v'pi Elyon me'id ba'atzmo modia ki kol hanilkat mikol sivivosav hagadolos asher hu mitapech ba'olamo alohu gilu yichudo hagamor hazeh. So everything that's going on here, all the stuff that's moving in this world, is going towards this goal. Kinyan amru ru'u ata ki ani ani hu ve'ein elokim imadi u'mikra zeh nemar acha shekala kol hasiva kol siva ve'agalgal shayatid muzuman liyos sove balam. So like everything that's going on in this world, so like think about it on this like grand level of everything that's moving, it's all going towards this ultimate goal. So like every country, all the different things that are moving, all the these moving parts, so to speak, are going towards this point of showing that, you know, like there's going to be this like clearing of just like boom, there's Hashem with, you know, and it's so clear to us. But so now this is the ultimate process of what we're going through. Amnam b'emet kol yom hi hischadshus habriya b'china sivav chadash k'nemar hamischadish b'tuva b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. So the truth is, every day is a new, you know, step in this process. Right, we say that every day is a completely new thing in this process of Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'kamosh kasev Rabbeinu in Derech Hashem, hinek b'chol yom mischadish kol metzias kulo m'lefanav yisparach v'zeh b'shtei b'china. So there's like every day you have this aspect, and it has two aspects to it. Yesh shnei b'chinos. Achas b'b'chinos hakiyam v'hahatmada shnei mitchadish hashefa b'chol l'hitkayim. So every day there's a renewal of existence, let's say. And that's the second thing is Vashen is kihine kol hayamim nime hashesh alfe shana hine kulam gezurim v'omdim lefan of yisparach bebechinas he'arot v'hashpos mitzios umatzavim hamitzdarchim le'olam le'hishla yashlem hasivav hanirtzav yagia el hashlemus. And so too, you have every day as part of this 6,000-year process, right? They're all in front of Hashem, and they're all like have different existence, I guess, that are needed. So each thing is needed. It's almost like a building block to get to this place of wholeness. V'nimsa kol yom bechina chadasha mamash. So each day is its own unique, special thing. So each day has this unique aspect. Ach, shona hu sivav hachadash de Rosh Hashanah me'asivav shemitchadish b'chol yom. But there's something unique about the year starting as opposed to each day, right? So we're saying each day has, it's unique. It's a building block in this process. But it's Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, that has even more of a unique aspect. Like it says, like Moshe Kassav HaRamban, Leva'era Tahak, Hahakbala Shal Sheshish Mehamasa Shukolo Et Kol Seder Yimas Olam. So the Ramban talks about this idea, because again, Ramchal is going on this idea that the world has a 6,000-year, you know, process, and that the Ramban says that it's really what, it's a parallel to the 6 days of creation, right? Six Alfei Shnin, Kol Yom Humakbil LeElef Echad. So each day of creation is parallel to 1,000 in history. K'mo Shebir Sham Et Ofyav Shal Kol Elef Behatim Lo Sayom Klomer. So like, basically, you look at the first day of creation, and then you look at that, how it's reflected in the first 1,000 years of the world. And so too, the second day equals the second 1,000, v'chulei v'chulei. So that Kolomar, yesh matar v'tachlis nimos ha'olam, shehi nikbaha b'reishis habriya, b'reishis mea b'reish, amasa. So we see this idea that there's a purpose in each day that was, that it was like, established in the world in the 6 days of creation. So that in each day of creation, you have certain attributes, certain things that are in, that are embedded, that are now going to be parallel to what's played out in those 1,000 years. Until you get to the point of the seventh day, which will be the last, right, post 6,000 years, when you get into that next 1,000, which we're kind of close to, right? V'chol elef shanim mehashis alfei shnin yesh lehem tafkid miyuchad shehem bebchinas machzor gadol hamorkav me'elef machzorim. So it's like, in a sense, each of the 1,000 years, in the 6,000 year cycle, each one has a special tafkid, right, has a unique mission, purpose in this process of the cycle, the chol shana, and so to each year, who machzor chadash v'tafkid chadash mitoch osam elef hamachzor. So you have 1,000. Think of 1,000-year cycle. In each of those cycles, you'll have 1 year in each cycle of the that makes up the 1,000 that has each of those. Each of those cycles are very unique, and therefore lachin hu nikra rosh hashana. That's why it's called the beginning of the year. Kemo rosh ha'adam shebo yesh et hamoach shehu merkaz ha'atzavim shel kol ivri ha'adam. So just like the person's head, right, that has within it the mind, which is really the central place. It's the that holds all the, you know, really controls all of the parts of the body. V'im yesh chas v'sham pigia v'moach yesh leze totzos v'hashlochos b'tafkod ha'ivarim. Right, so that if anything happens, there's any type of damage to the mind, it's going to impact on whatever that's controlling. So too, Rosh Hashanah, who hamerkaz v'hashorosh shel hashpos kol hashana. So that Rosh Hashanah now is like the rosh, it's like the head. The same way that the mind, the head, and the mind has control over every part of the body, so too the beginning of the year is going to have that control, so to speak, and impact on the entire year. Amnam kol yom ubechinas siv chadash. So even though each day is its own new cycle, ach kol yom tafkido besiv hachadash hu behetim l'shorosh merkas hashpa d'rishu b'Rosh Hashanah. It's all being impacted really from Rosh Hashanah. V'Rosh Hashanah mitchadeshet kol mitzias habriya ubechinas siv chadash. So it's like if you look at it like a seed, or in the way he's doing it, like the moach in terms of its control of the body. Within this year, the beginning of the year, has within it embedded the whole, all the, I would call it the potential for the entire year to come. Okay? So now, Kol Shana Sivu Chadash B'toch HaShish Alfei Sivuvim. So now, so based on this, Lorzot, Navinet Divrei Rabbeinu, that the Ramchal says, Shabir Et Inyan HaSivu Chadash Shehi Binyan HaShana Mechadash. So explaining this idea, of this, the idea of Rosh Hashanah and what it has within it. For Yadua Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, Nivnes HaMalchus Mechadosh. So going back to the idea of the theme of the day, which is the royalty, the Malchus. So now, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus is built anew. Hasfir hatachtonim esa sfiros, han hagosav shal Hashem Yisparach. So the sphere, the last of the spheres, which we've learned about, of the 10 spheres, is Malchus, which is the actions of Hashem. He midas Malchus, right? And we call this Higam Nikres Nukva. We say that this is the feminine, the receiving. L'chashem ha-mamlacha v'amisnase l'chol l'rosh. Right? So l'chashem ha-mamlacha v'amisnase l'chol l'rosh. Ki hanhaga ha-mekabeles as kol hashpas midosav shal Hashem Yisparach. So now we know that this idea that we start out with the highest level there of chachma or keser, let's say chachma. So chachma being the das, and as it flows down, it ultimately all funnels into that last midah of malchus, right? So now the hanhaga, the act, the way that things are run, that is that, and the way that the hashpa of Hashem's midos, the upper midos, it all comes down to where into the midah of Malchus, which has also, it's kind of like the revelation of Hashem's Malchus and His oneness in the world. Sfiras Malchus He, which by the way, like think about it, just like to like kind of connect it for ourselves. When we talk about saying Shema, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So here we're proclaiming Hashem's Yichud. What do we call that? We call the act of saying Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, right? So we're receiving on ourselves, we're accepting God's Malchus. What? By proclaiming God's Yichud, right? So this idea of the Malchus is that place of where we experience Hashem's presence, so to speak, in this world. So Sfiras Malchus Hi Hashorish Lebrios Lebriot. So Malchus is the place that that where you see like you feel like the impact of Hashem in how we feel His presence. Let's say like that. He bechinas Hashchina Hashochemet b'toch Yisrael. He akesher beinam lebein Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So this idea of Malchus is like that point of connection. So like when we talk about, for example, the Kisya Kavod, right? We talk about the throne of Hashem. But that's kind of like the place of where there's that connect between us and Hashem. Right? So that's the place of the connect. So, B'Rosh Hashanah, and so therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, Nivne Mechadash HaKesh Hashem, Machus Yisbarach Im HaNivram. So this is the time, Rosh Hashanah is that time where this connection between us and Hashem's Malchus is built. V'l'orzot nikba hashpa'ato al ha'briya b'klulato v'al ha'nivram b'frat. And so that we have like the God's hashpa on creation and in all of all the creatures in creation. It's here where we have this like His it's reestablished. Lafichach b'Rosh Hashanah, and therefore on Rosh Hashanah, kol b'alei olam ovim l'fanav kivnei marim. So we say that that's why on Rosh Hashanah, everybody, everything, every being comes in front of Hashem, single file, so to speak, each individual, and each individual being comes in front of Hashem, la'dun b'masim, to be charged, to have their actions judged, v'lerot ech tzar she'iyah b'nyana l'hanhig hatachtonim b'chol Hashanah. And so now the judgment is, so how are we going to play this out in terms of how the world is going to be this coming year? So, and then the next page on Mem, the Sod HaDvarim Mevur Barizal, and these are explained, these ideas are explained in Neri, Vida, Kiliyot, Ki B'yom Rosh Hashanah Nivra Olam. So understand that what? On the day of Rosh Hashanah the world was created. Lachain, Chozer liot biyom Rosh Hashanah shebechol shana v'shana ke'ein kinyan ma'ashahay biyom Rosh Hashanah shebo nivra olam. So now we're coming back, every year we come back and re-experience that same thing that happened on that first year. Kol shana zeh ma'areches binyan chadash bebriya. So every year, on this beginning of the year, we have this new build of the world. of the creation. And it's within the 6,000 years of the 6,000 sivuvim shel shnonos habriya, the idea of the 6,000 different cycles. Echu hemshech shel hashana hakodemes or habriya hakodemes. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's not the continuation. Einhu hemshech shel hashana hakodemes v'habriya hakodemes. It's not a continuation, but rather Elohu sivuv chadash hashayach b'mareches hashis alfei shnin lahaviyat habriya letikuno hashalom begilei ha'ichudim. So now he's saying like this. I've seen this idea very much like pounded on by Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. Is that this idea? And obviously, I would say that Rav Moshe Shapiro is getting it. He got it from the Ramchal and probably Ari and others. Is that when we talk about new? When we talk about this, is that it's a completely standalone. It's its own. When we talk about Chadash, it's really something that's completely unique to itself, and that it's not a continuum from before. Shekav yechol b'gemar hashana nigmar ima kol hatafki gam hatafkid shel habriya v'hador v'chidesh habriya v'binyana shel olam naaseh b'rosh hashana shashana hazo v'hador shel oso shana heim mekablim tafkid chadash b'inyan havoda shel gilei yichud v'zeu asiva v'chadash. It's a completely new process. We have to look at it as each time, each year, completely new. It's not a continuum. When we say it's chadash, it's new, it's completely standalone. And all that's going to happen is going to be, it's almost like a self-contained type of project. You might ask, why that has to be. So that's, we have to, think about why is that such a key factor. But he's saying that's how we have to look at it. So that Rosh Hashanah is like we're starting something fresh and very much unique. So, and then he quotes his father, V'amar Adoni, V'amar Avimori Zecher, what's Adik Levrach, and Sef Sechaim, Kasav Api Derech HaMaral, quoting the Maral, Shana Milashan Shinoi. Shana is also from the idea of change. Kol Shana Hu Shinoi Chadash, L'chalutin asher kamohu lo haya ba'avar lo yeh b'shanim habaos. This year, when we talk about year, it's talking about change. It's a completely new thing that wasn't in the past and it won't be in the future. It's a standalone on its own. Kol shana hi yechida shleima chadasha shel tafki b'avodas Hashem. Each year is unique, it's completely new, and it has its own unique role in the worship of a God. Each of us, each year, we have this unique job in this enterprise called the creation. And each generation has its own unique and type of voda. And each year, mikabel hador tafkid miyuchad b'meskeret hatachlit ad kan devarav. So that's quoting his father, Rav Chaim Friedlander, right? So he says that's... So now, if you look at this footnote, Chaf Gimel, it's a beautiful quote from Rav Huttner. He says, I heard from Rav Huttner to explain, when you look at the laning, it says, Lashon HaPasuk, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'echad LaChodesh, Shabbason, Zichron Shura Mikra Kodesh. So when it refers to Rosh Hashanah, it says, in the seventh month, B'echad LaChodesh. It doesn't say Yom Rishon. It says Be'echad LaChodesh, the Echad of the month. And then it talks about Shabbaton, Zichron Shua, Rosh Hashanah. V'lemitbonim b'mikra zeh, yesh la'ayin ma'ashakasav Be'echad LaChodesh. Why does it say the Echad? It should say Yom Rishon. De'bechol, de'mama odos k'siv b'tara b'yom Rishon, b'yom ha'sheni b'chadome. It tells you the day of the first day, the second day. Here, it says Be'echad LaChodesh, v'lo b'rishon LaChodesh. And like it says, similar to the question that Rashi asks in the creation story, it says "Vayer Vayevoker Yom Echad." It should have said Yom Rishon. Why does it say Yom Echad? Beria and explains the Rishon LaChodesh Haynu Sheyeshlo Avar VYeshlo Hemshech Rishon Sheni Shlishi. So whenever you see the Rishon Sheni, it means it had something before and it's going to continue on. Masha'en came be'echad l'chodesh haynu sheyesh rak echad kazeh. There's one like this. Ve'en yom echad yom acher domelo. There's nothing that's similar to it. So it's the idea of uniqueness. Ein avar vein atid. Zeh Rosh Hashanah be'echad l'chodesh. And that's what it means. Rosh Hashanah is the yom echad. It's unique. De'boso hayom hu hatchala chadasha shein avar lo ve'ein atid lo ve'ein domel lo. So the idea of Rosh Hashanah is being yom echad l'chodesh. It's to tell us, it's the idea that it's unique. Ela matchil me'achshav hatchala mechudeshes. Because there's nothing that's like it. Who Rosh Hashanah, zeh hayom techilas maasecha, and that's why it's techilas maasecha, right? Zeh hayom, right? Ad kan dvar. So that's quoting the idea of that Rosh Hashanah is yom echad lachodesh. It's unique. Nothing before it. Nothing after it. So now. So. Nazbir et hadvarim al pi mashakasa rabbeinu. So now let's understand this based on the Ramchal's explanation of what Shabbos is about. So he says, let's see what he says in Das Tfunos. Binyan hashbas hashabbos. So what's the impact that Shabbos has? So v'hinei ikar hashavua hu hashabbos. The ikar of the whole week is the seventh day Shabbos. V'shar hashavua enu ela hashlamas ma shetali v'shabbos atzma. That the week is actually it's a play out on everything that was in Shabbos. So like everything that's coming out during the week is based on Shabbos itself. V'nei yitchadesh hashefa b'Shabbos. We see that the flow, the shefa, is renewed on Shabbos. And then u'b'shari me'ashavua yotzi hashefa hahu the toldos of lamat shetzarach l'chol hanimsos davar yom b'yomo lefi shi'uro v'sidre hasivav. So the cycle is Shabbos and then onward. So everything, it's almost like the potential for the week is going to be played into, is embedded in Shabbos. HaShabbos hi notenes es hashba v'hakim lemshech asiv v'ashavui. Klomer Shabbos hi yitziras hashavua b'bekoach. Right? So basically, Shabbos is the creation of the potential for the week. And then the playout. And then it plays itself out over the next 6 days of the week. And so we see this idea, Yerachaim teaches this idea, that this is what we see, that basically, that what is, for 6 days, God made the world. Harigila kibeshas habriya lo bara Hashem koach ba'olam zulas la'amod sheshes yamim l'tam hanodala kam yadua liyodi emes. Right? So when it says, for 6 days God created the world, it means it was only supposed to last for 6 days. V'netchakem Hashem bevara yom echad hu yadua la'ashem ubo bayom chozer Hashem mashbiya nefesh la'olam shir hamekayim od so that Hashem created a world for 6 days and then said in order for the world to go onward he put the ability for the world to go on into Shabbos and then from Shabbos again it would be able to then give us another 6 days and then come back to Shabbos to regenerate and re-energize to then bring us another 6 days. Hayom haya ha'olam really, what should have happened is that at the end of the 6 days, the world should have gone back to its original state. So the world stands because Shabbos regenerates and gives it the ability to continue on. So it's Shabbos that gives the world the ability to go on another 6 days. Now, kafish v'gmar sheshes yimei hamasa habriya magia l'siyuma. So, therefore, what at the end of the 6 days of creation, that's it. World is done. Rashabas hino tenes mechadash aschiyam at labriya b'zeir anpin l'sheshes yimei nosafim. The same idea, right? We just said kach b'chol shana so too. The same way that we see this idea on Shabbos, that the Shabbos that gives the world the ability to go on another 6 days. So too is the same principle when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. That when you come to the end of the year, that's it. Nigmar gam hatafkin shel habriya b'tikun cheder marishon. That year, whatever needed to be done has been completed from the sin of the tikkun of the sin of Adam HaRishon. So the same way that we had this idea of the cycle of the 6 days in Shabbos, so too Rosh Hashanah for the rest of the year. So then the same idea, Rosh Hashanah is like the beginning of, recreates the world to be able to allow it to go another 300, and we'll say here, 353 days. Tafkid chadash lebriah, tafkid chadash lenivram. But what it does is it gives this the world and everything in it a new purpose. Right? Now you have a new purpose. There's a new job at hand. So therefore, okay, so you see this idea of the power of Rosh Hashanah. So then he quotes here Rav Volbi. Okay? So he quotes from the Mamari Yimei Haratzon. And he says, "Mevur v'sfram hakadoshim, ki bechol Rosh Hashanah morid haklal Yisrael b'tfilasa v'b'shivron libo b'shas hatikias v'musaf nekuda chadasha mehain sof shemi olam lo rata or v'nekuda zo hi hagarin shemenu somechet hashana chadasha." So he says that we understand that on Rosh Hashanah we, through our davening, through our brokenheartedness, through our, the tchias, musaf, and everything else, we bring down a new nekuda from the world, from the Ein Sof, that from a place that the world, shmei olam lo ra ta'or, that is like beyond this world. And this point is the seed that the whole entire year will grow from. It's basically the power of potential. Hakoch hayuli Shel Hashanah Hachadasha. So the on Rosh Hashanah, the like almost like a concentration of energy, of potential, is brought down into the world, totally new. Kol Hamara Shel Hashanah Bechlal V'Prat Merumazim B'Mekudazu. Everything that's going to play out in this coming year, both in the general and the specific, is in this point. Hakol Munachbo. Everything is in it. Zehu haherayon haolam b'Rosh Hashanah v'leidaso. This is the quote unquote the pregnancy, the pregnancy of and the birth that comes on Rosh Hashanah. Uminiflos Torah hakadosha umitzvoseha hu shezeh nitan biyadeno lahorid hakoach ha'hili. So from the power of the Torah and its mitzvos, it gives us the ability to bring down this potential. So through our work on this time of year, we're able to then bring this power into the world. And so in the way that we say that this year is a completely new creation, so this is not like a play on words, but rather this is like what's happening, that we have mamish like the same way that you had in creation a completely new thing. So too, every year, we're bringing into the world this new power, this new energy. So the whole idea is that that at the beginning of creation, you had this incredible potential that was embedded into the creation. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain that not all of that potential was really brought in. The commercial cause of a Ramban, Tov Avo, Hu Koach HaHayul Shel HaBriah. Like the idea of the, right, the Tov Avo, the chaos, right, of this that was put into creation. That is the power of potential of the Bria. So at the time when Adam was created, if he had not sinned, the whole creation would have gone into a place of perfection as it entered Shabbos. Bar Shabbos, bar Menucha. And that creation would have been perfected. Ach, kevar shechata v'avodaso itchaka l'shis alfei shnin. So now, post-sin, things now, the project is going to be split up into 6,000 years. So then each year is another step in bringing out the potential that was embedded in creation. And we're going to actualize that potential. So now, Lefiza, Nimsa, She'em Ki, Vada, Yesh, Ba'ashbaz Hayom, Durashana, Kemo, B'chol HaMoadim. So then we find that there's a hashba, that there's some kind of powerful impact or powerful positive influence that we have on Rosh Hashanah, like each Moed. B'shuv Tekufas Hazman, Hahu, Ya'ir Aleinu, Me'ein Ha'or HaRishon. So that when we return back every year to that specific time, we see an illumination, an inspiration that's brought from the original light. So then, right, all the Moadim have this special idea that there's something embedded in time, that's an energy that's unique to that Moed. But when it comes to this, right? Shehara shall biyamim ha'hem nischadeshes bezman hazeh aval b'moed Rosh Hashanah yesh b'hashba har b'yoter gedol. There's something even more unique to Rosh Hashanah's time that we have embedded in this moment in time is unique to the, and different than the other mo'adim. Ki mahuto shal hayom hi hischadeshes habriyah mechadash. Because what Rosh Hashanah has is a complete renewal of the Bria, it's a completely new thing. Hasivav Hachadosh, this new cycle, Lor Hayaschachis, Malchuso Bria, right? We have this new cycle of the illumination of the renewal of Hashem's Malchus in the Bria. Lor Zot, Choser Oto Shefa, Shalor Harishon, Ha'ir L'Olam, Bechidosh Bria. And so to this, we see that this the light of that first day of creation. L'orzot choser oto shefa shalor harishon l'ha'ir l'olam b'chidash habriya v'chedivri ha'zohar v'yomar l'kim yihior v'yor da Rosh Hashanah. So the Zohar says, which is amazing, which we talked about, that even though what? It's the first day of creation that we had the light, which is really the Or HaGanuz. When it came to the sixth day, it was actually re-brought into the world. So the Zohar is saying to us that that light is Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'chol Rosh Hashanah choser u'mischadesh or haganas diyam harishon shechazer v'schadesh b'yam hashishi b'yitziras adam rishon m'mena m'shpas chidesh kalabria. That every year, so because this, what happened was, what happens every year on Rosh Hashanah is the same thing that happened at the time of creation, which was what? That Hashem reintroduced the or haganas into the sixth day of creation at the time of Adam's creation. And that's that light, that Or HaGanuz, influences the entire creation. Ubemes, Shadvar Mavurim, Meduyakim, Divrei Rabbeinu, Zichus Yagen Aleinu. And so these are things are explained very clearly in the words of our the Ramchal. Dihine achar shekasa v'edvarav v'shorash kulam hu seder shesidro hachachma halyana. So again, quoting this idea that the shorash kulam is that what? Hu seder shesidro hachachma halyana. The Hashem, the ultimate, the upper source of wisdom, whatever, I guess, he set up this system, shekol tikan shenitkan, ve'or gadol sheheir bizman mehazmanim, b'shuv tekufas hazman ahu, ya'ir or me'ein or harishon. So that when we return back to these moments in time, as we come back to them, we experience that light from the original light. Mana et seder hashbas ha'or harishon demoadim, apizeh, Nitzdavina b'chag hamatzos, right? So the idea of coming to each holiday, right? Each holiday has within it this special shefa that's embedded in the time, right? So mana et seder hashbas ha'or harishon demoadim al pizeh nitzdavina b'chag b'chol hanyanim shenitzdavina lezkor yitzias Mitzrayim Right? Each one of these holidays has its unique thing that's there and embedded that we re-experience when we come to that time. So to Chanukah, so to Purim. Amnam lo bir bechlal ze gam et inyan Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. But he didn't there discuss the inyan of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'per ches mana b'protos et kol hashpas hamoadim b'protos v'klal b'tok. And then he talked in the eighth chapter of Derech Hashem. He talks about each of the holidays and their unique aspects. V'klal b'tok el gam et Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. But then he included Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur there. And so why didn't he include the idea of the hashpa of the original light for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not about that. It's not limited to just the idea of the impact of the Or HaRishon, but rather who Haischachas Habria Bebechinas Hasiva Vachadosh, but rather it's also this idea that's new, the beginning of the new cycle. Shehabria Nivnis Mechadosh Lob Kamsha, because it's the idea that the creation is not, it's not a continuum, but rather it's completely new. Ela binyano shel olam chadash. It's like the world being built like completely from anew. Osa or shehir be'es hischadshes habria chozu mischadish bebechinas hasiva chadash bechol shana v'shana. So that's where this light. Meaning, if you're starting the world again, so to speak, that light, that illumination of the Or HaGanuz is going to be. It's going to be a completely different thing than the others of the other Moavim. Here, it's like it's very special in terms of what we experience on Rosh Hashanah. So now, just they put in two more pages here. So therefore, what's the mahos avoda hayom de Rosh Hashanah v'hashpa'ata? So first, what's the hashpa of Yom of Rosh Hashanah? And then, so again, so based on all the things that we said, lor hadvarim nimsa'od, ki b'Rosh Hashanah yesh chazar l'osa hashpa'as hayom shel kodem chayt adam rishon. So in a sense, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, it's like that day, the sixth day, there was a lot that went on, right? So we have the before the sin, we have after the sin, we have tshuva maybe, we have a lot going on there. So now, so basically on Rosh Hashanah, we end up experiencing before and after. V'tikuno sha'achar ha'chet she'kol zeh haya b'yom ha'shishi, yom ha'ras olam. So we had before the sin and after the sin, all playing out on Rosh Hashanah. Really, there are two aspects to the day. Hazman shall kodem chayt adam rishon, v'hazman shall achar chayt. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to experience both these things. Mitzad kodem achayt, that which we experienced before the sin. K'moshe kaser rabbeinu she'osa or shehir az chozer mischadesh la'ir me'in ha'or harishon. So the Ramchal explains the light of the Or HaGanuz of the first day of creation is returned back in. Et osa habechina shel Or HaGanuz shezacha l'chach adam arishon kodem cheto shahaya az b'madrega ilayt ad shebikshu me'Hashem yisbarach lomar lefanav kadosh. So you have Adam Arishon on like the most incredible level to the point where the angels think that he is God. Okay? That's before the chet. Mitzad acher hachet, mitzad acher hachet, shehu hasiva v'achadosh shel abriya, So even after the sin, you have this aspect of renewal of the Or HaGanuz as well. Now, v'navin et hadvarim al pi ma shekasav rabbeinu. So again, to explain this within the Ramchal's teachings, so Hamuvaer et Divrei HaRizal shebechol Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Shas. This is an incredible thing. Every year, every day, every Shabbos, as the day progresses, kedusha, we go up in kedusha. Every Yom Tov, as we progress through the day, so that when we get to Mincha, we say that's like we're at the apex, we're at the height of our kedusha. Guess what? Rosh Hashanah, it's the opposite. When we get to Mincha time, we've gone down. because it's reflecting what happened on Rosh Hashanah vis-a-vis Adam HaRishon. At the beginning, he was on the highest level, and then he fell because of the sin. So he says that's actually, we feel this impact on Rosh Hashanah. So I'll just read it here quickly. So Kechosh Metkarev Hayom L'Siyum HaHashpas Kedushas Hayom Hi Yoter Gedolek Masha Ein Kein B'Rosh Hashanah Kach Kosov. So this is what the Ramchal says. B'Rosh Hashanah B'Einyan Aliyas Mincha Hu Meshuna Min Kol Yom Tov V'Shabbos Gam Kein. Rosh Hashanah is different than all the other holidays and Shabbos. Ki Behem Hat B'Tfilas Mincha Yesh Tosefes Aliyah Mima Shahaya B'Tfilas Masov Kanal V'Kan B'Rosh Hashanah Adraba Yord Min HaMadrega She'Alu L'B'Tchila. V'Atamhu L'Fi She'Rosh Hashanah Nivra Adam B'Bo B'Yom Chata V'Nitkalku Hadvarim B'Yordum Mima Shahaya B'Tchila B'Zman B'Riyoto Ki Yadua. V'Cheto Haya Acher Chatzos V'Lachin B'Chosh Shana Rosh Hashanah Mit Orer Pekam Chet Adam Rishon V'Halamos Yordim Mima Shahaya V'Alkol V'Alkain Ein Aliyah like you have in the other days. So you have literally the opposite type of cycle. Rosh Hashanah, we actually midday go down. Shabbos Yontif, we go up. The Adar of Yodim Ki Asher Garemes Aval B'Shar Yom Tov V'Shabbos She'en Sham Devar Ma'akev Kol Od Shemit Gadel Hayom Kedushan Nitosefet V'Alkein Tefilas Mincha Yoter B'Musaf Ar Kal Hashanah Kol Shana Be'ez Zman HaMincha Mit'orer HaBegam Shachet Adam HaRishon Shahaya Be'oso Shah. Okay, so we have this crazy thing on Rosh Hashanah. We're going down midday. Okay? So the Mimutza Dvarav Nimtzan Lameid. So what comes out from this is Kefisha Kosov Shebehashbas Hazman Shel Mincha Hasha Goremet Hu Chet Adam HaRishon Sheyecheto Acher Chatzos Hayom Im Kein Lefizeh Bizman Tfilas Shachar So Musaf Shehaya Adayin Kodem Achid Yeshbo Et Hashbas Hazman Shel Kodem Achid. So in the morning on Rosh Hashanah, we're actually doing better because that's before he sinned. Kasher Bria Haita Zacha, the Tahora, Adam Rishon Haya Gadol Me'od B'Madrega. So that was at the time when things were pure and Adam was on his high level. Zacha L'Hara Nifla, Shal Or Haganas Dekoda Machit. Vanu Yonkin Bechinas Ma Me'oso Koach Hara Shal Hashba Shal Yom Hashishi Kodem Achid. So when it gets what? For the beginning of the day of Rosh Hashanah, it's like beautiful, high level, clean, pure, similar to before the chait. Omnam, vadai, shekol. So we see now, omnam, vadai, shekol, avodas hatfilas, the Rosh Hashanah, shehu's man, shel zivav hachadash, whom ain't tchilas masecha, kamashikas rabbeinu, shebir, sheyeshne chalakim, betikon, habriya haechad hatikon, shenasib Rosh Hashanah, atzma ide, adam rishon od, Kodam achet, v'atikan hasheni u'mashenase ketotzame achet shadayin lo ba'ab ribriyav l'shlemuto. So we have both aspects playing out in Rosh Hashanah. We have him before the sin and after the sin. What happened before the sin, right? That's one aspect. And then after the sin also, we have this idea of what we have to do to fix things. V'asarach et kol ha'achana shal hayamim ad shmini atzeras shehu gemar binyan ha'olam. And then we need then all this prep to get us till Shmini Atzeres, which is the end of this building, v'cheinu b'chol shana, and so to every year. B'sod v'hayamim ha'ele niskar minasin b'vo Rosh Hashanah yesh shnei tikunim ba'avodas hayam. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have two things that are being fixed in the day's work. Ha'echad atikun shahaya az kodem hachet adam rishon. So we're fixing that which before the sin, and then the second part which is after the sin. V'hosefo v'zel shana ze haya gam. So too this played out in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki kevan shu davar shegaram cheto shel adam ad shelo nitkan achet I afshel yot mitukanim gam adram hem shachim lemer mitikun chet adam arishon lo yia ela latid lava. So you can't really fix things completely until the end of days. Rak ha efer sheish bein atal isman Beis HaMikdash shu shesarch. So then what happens? What ends up, he says, is this explains why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because you need to have Shetzarch Lasso Shtei Yamim Rosh Hashanah Letzarch Tikun Guf V'Neshama Kanal. Mash'en came his man HaBeis HaMikdash. So at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to get it all done on that one day. Comes now, we need 2 days. Shezeh hayanasa biyom echad, v'shofar gam kein lo hayatzerach ele yom echad, by the times of Beis HaMikdash. Aval tikun, lo hayat nishlam gam ba'osar azman Beis HaMikdash, ad shmini yatzeras. That still need to be played out over the course of time, but he wants to say that this idea of the 2 days is really addressing these two aspects of kodem achet and achar achet. Okay? So that you have this... this really interesting idea of that within the day itself, we experience a very different, unique type of play out between within the day, because it's reflecting what happened on the sixth day of creation with Adam and Rishon, and so therefore you have. So I didn't print this out. I'll just there's two more pages here. So the end, the ultimate tikkun for Adam Arishon's sin is going to play out on the day of the ultimate day of of Mashiach. But nevertheless, he says that on each Rosh Hashanah we play out within our davening, right? And the avoda of the day is what we're talking about. Think about if you open up the going back to this idea, if you open up the maaser, it's all talking about, but pounding the table, Hashem, reveal yourself, reveal your yichud, right? So that through this our work of the day of really being like re-coronation, the re-emphasis on malchus of Hashem, so then we're in a sense doing what was supposed to be done that first day. So he quotes. Like we see, it says like the tain pachtach va'yasu kulam aguda achas lasot shetzon chabetzod besod hayichad sheit galalam shekol halam letzona. But the idea of like we're asking Hashem, the whole avoda of Rosh Hashanah, and it's followed through into Yom Kippur as well, is this idea of revealing the yichud of Hashem. So like what comes out of this net is that what the Ramchal is teaching us is that day one Adam Harishon opens his eyes. And he says, Hashem Malach, Geyus Lavesh. Right? That was his reaction. Now, obviously, things kind of went offline. But that was, we had this massive, blow up, so to speak. But when we come back to Rosh Hashanah, we're re-experiencing the creation of Adam Arishon. And so, you have this, like, we're getting back to the ultimate purpose, Yichud Hashem. The whole Machzor is filled with, like re-establishing the Yichud Malchus, beseeching God, we want to get back to that place. So that's the play. Okay, fine. That's definitely right. We see that. But what's interesting also is that you have a need for 2 days, kodem achet, achar achet. But when you get to Rosh Hashanah now this year, and we take in first, we should recognize the fact that we're starting this totally new, fresh. Project, so to speak, doesn't have anything from the past or the future. It's going to be contained within the year. We're working towards the project of Yichud Hashem. We're reestablishing our connection to Hashem and the aspect of Malchus. I want to say that, I just came up with this. I don't know if you know how accurate or it is, whatever. But the idea of why we read about Avram going for the Akedah specifically on Rosh Hashanah is because it's the idea of Malchus, the idea of Melech Keser, of beyond our comprehension, something that's beyond our ability to really, it's like above us. That's really like recognizing Malchus Hashem. And so that's kind of a play in this same kind of, theme that we're playing out. And so, we're working through this. Rosh Hashanah, there's this tremendous Hashpa of the Or HaGana, is the ability to see things with clarity. So much like we're saying to Hashem, like, give us that clarity again. Give the world that clarity. And so, it's as we go through that, it's almost like we're re-establishing this, and then it should then play out to be able to then live our lives the way we do by being connected to God and being good people and doing all the good things and being connected to Torah, v'chule, v'chule. So that's that's kind of like, and so keeping, like, taking Ramchal's, like, his yesodos, these building blocks, and then going into like opening up a Masa or Rosh Hashanah, and then starting to realize, like, you know, like I think you're like all of a sudden, like, oh, I get exactly what Chazal is doing. Everything's pretty much crystal clear in terms of like how the Masa reads. Because really what it's doing is going back to this basic idea. It's like such a simple idea, but at the same time, you know, in order for it to actually be, you know, actualized, that's a whole other story. But on Rosh Hashanah, it seems to be the Avodah of Yom. And so Hashem should bless us that we should be able to, like, connect to this, you know, these ideas, and then through that, we should be able to be open to get, like, the unlimited blessings of good health and all of the good things that come with the blessings of Hashem. Perhaps it sounds like it's a clear, well, definitely the beginning of the day seems to be part of what he's saying, right? The top of the day as opposed to the post-chatzos, you know? But definitely there's something more powerful on Rosh Hashanah. And it was like, you know, like we do like Tashlich in the afternoon. You know, like I was thinking maybe that had something to do with that, like connecting to the fact that now that we're like on that lower level, so to speak, reflecting what happened with Adam, that's kind of playing out in the afternoon of Rosh Hashanah. It's an interesting thing. I haven't seen it by anybody else that talks about that. The second part of the day is kind of like on the down, but obviously it must be a very strong Kabbalistic guy. So day one, Til Chatzos, is definitely, we're talking, you know, we should take it all in and just like, you know, feel that energy. It's definitely something that's there. It sounds like he's saying that, or he's saying it's like it's kind of addressing it more. Let's just say it that way. I'll look some more to see if anybody like talks like zero. I mean, it's an interesting idea. Definitely the morning of both days has got the power more than the afternoon. That seems to be. Now, would you say day two is more on a lower plane? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we see halachically, it's Yom HaRichta. It's one long day, you know? So, yeah.
Would the night be more important?
Would night be what?
More important than the morning of Rishna.
I think the day is always looked at as like the more, and except for Pesach, the day is more of the, like we always look at the day as more powerful. I think like you see that like in general, like the idea of like getting up, a seeking, and like capturing the day, as opposed to like nighttime. It's, you know, it's Shas Rachman more in the day than at night. Like we don't like, you know, so yeah, I would think more. There's more of that. You find it more in the day, but, you know, and at the beginning of the process at night, it's definitely, there's something there, but yeah, at the beginning, yeah, I hear it. But it's saying, yeah, usually see things play out more, like there's more compassion with the light. The light's associated with like what we are gonna, you know, that it's gonna be during the day. Yeah. All right.
So I have a question about all this.
Yep.
So every year we say, you know, it's a new year and it's happening, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it manifest, like, for us? Like we think it does, but does it really?
It does. So he's saying, listen, whether you take advantage of it or not, comes the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah in general, there is this amazing power, the amazing energy that's in the world. It's embedded in time. And it's got within it the Uradanas, and it has this incredible like light, the light of clarity, the light of blessing, the light of goodness, and all of that which is encapsulated in the Uradanas. I mean, the Uradanas is hidden because it's so powerful and has got so much, and it says that the people who can access it, the tzaddikim, can still access it. So obviously, what it's saying is, so he's saying, the Chiddush of the Ramchal says, and maybe based on the Ari, is that come Rosh Hashanah, the same way that on the sixth day of creation, Hashem took the Oraganos that was on the first day, and he reintroduced it into the world. So that's embedded in this day. So you're coming and you're going to experience that. It's there. Now what do you want to do with it? You can capture it. You could be capturing it through inspiration that's going to come when you're listening to the shofar. It's going to give you an awareness that allows you to tap into it. It's there. Now the question is, what do you want to do with it? You know, you could be, you know, the yachts and futs who's like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to the beach today. I'm not even going to tap. And, or are you going to say, no, I'm going to use this however you know, here we have a machzor. Chazal said, go to shul, take the machzor, use the themes that we put into the machzor, you know, the idea of machas and nichar Hashem and all that stuff, the themes of the machzor, that's a way to tap into it. You know, so, like, you know, you go to a place where you can be in a proper, you know, state of being and conduct yourself in a way that allows yourself to, like, spend time realizing that that's there. That's a way to take advantage of it. Not say it like that and take advantage, but be able to tap in and to be able to open up to the blessing that's there. But he's describing something that's there. It's almost like you have to just take your radio and tune it in so that you can receive that which is there. But it's sitting there.
But we don't really know if we've done it or not. Because
listen, it sounds like a little bit of a control thing's going on over here. The idea is like you do your best that you can do and you keep yourself, you know, like the idea of always staying humble. Humility. You're never gonna, you know, it's like it's not about control, it's about tapping in and connecting. That's really what it's about. And to always recognize the fact what he's really describing also is that every year is a process of growth and going to another level. But not necessarily that, again, he's saying this is a totally standalone thing. You're tapping in. What you're gonna experience this Rosh Hashanah and this entire coming year is gonna be unique within this process of getting towards Yichud Hashem.
I mean, that's a common theme. We've run this before with other holidays.
But he's saying that this is like, here is the day Rosh Hashanah is going to be like, this is like the starting point. Within it has
the starting point.
It's the starting point, and it has
within
it. And it has within it. It's like, it's literally, it's like taking a seed and all the potential of that seed. And obviously now we're taking it on, you know, it's not a simple seed, but now we're taking it like, you know, imagine the most, you know, something that can take all the incredible power of energy, like an atomic bomb, an atomic, you know, type of energy. And it's that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It has within it all that incredible potential for this coming year. And it has within it this Or HaGanah, this special power of what that is, of clarity, of blessing, of goodness. It's all there.
Yeah.
And so we're basically, that's what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. It's being laid out there. It's being embedded. It's being planted. It's flowing into the world so that we can, you know, get things going, so to speak, in the proper way. So based on this description, it's pretty auspicious, right? So that's it says to us, you know, like, you know, take this seriously. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. It's a lot of power, a lot of potential.
This extra power, does it start at night or it starts early?
I think. It sounds like there's elements of it at night for sure, but something based on like what I've seen, you have more of it. More of it's happening. That energy is really captured during the day, meaning in the morning time.
Yeah,
during the morning. Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounds
maybe
like.
Maybe at night when it's the beginning of the beginning. It's too early and it hasn't developed yet to be.
Listen, if you think about it, you'll have Rosh Hashanah at night, you feel good. There's good, it's a Yom Tov, there's positive already. But the real, like, and basically the way he's described it here, like that, the morning time. And maybe that's why you do have a seeking, or get up early before a seeking, you know, like whatever, before you go to, let's say you go to 8 o'clock meeting. So get up before that and spend time, like, you know, reading something that's going to inspire, or just take time to think, you know, and meditate. Or whatever you do, you know, but whatever that is, that gives you that ability to be of hyper awareness. That's kind of what it's about. It's like really like the chauffeur call says, wake up from your sleep. What does that mean? Like, it doesn't mean get out of bed. It means like, you know, it's like clear your head and let and think about, you know, the big picture of like what this is all about. Like, what's the meaning of
life, the world, you know, like all these things. It's like an opportunity to like really laser focus and recalibrate Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of, it's a recalibration. And so like what the Chazal is saying is it's a recalibration of our relationship with Hashem as Melech and what that means, you know. So that's like we get Kabbalistic ideas of what Malchus means. And what the way he described it here is like how we connect with God, how we experience God. It's really kind of like a, you know, let's come back to that. Let's like, how are we going to experience God this year, you know? All right. Yeah, that's, yeah. But that's, you know, it's like a lot of what goes on is like, you know, it's very nice, but then we want to, like, you know, run the other way and not have to like deal with those things. And so we're saying here is that this is the time for us to kind of, you know, put the focus back within, you know, and not be hard on ourselves, like where it's like, let's say I spend an hour, like my head's into completely something that's not related. Okay, let it go, but refocus, hyper awareness of these things, and then and realize that when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all good. That's like the greatest pleasure, as a Ramchal, to quote Ramchal, the greatest pleasure is to connect to God in a real way, and to experience Hashem, and that leads to endless blessing. So, or that is the greatest blessing. All right. Everybody should be blessed. We should be able to continue growing in our avos Hashem and learning new things. And you know, you think you know so much, you're like, we know nothing. We have an opportunity to learn even more things and more and grow to greater heights. We all think we're so old. We're young. We're babies. We're like just starting out this journey of life. All right, and so that should be the blessing. It should always be fresh. Should always be exciting and new. Not recycled, but always fresh and exciting. All right?
Beautiful.
Shana Tova. And Mitzvah. It should be sweet. All the best.